Having arrived at Madhuvan, Dhruva took his bath and observed fasting in the night. Then he engaged himself in worshipping the Lord. For the first month, he ate only fruits and berries on every third day. In the second month, Dhruva ate every 6 days dry grass and leaves. During the third month, he drank water only every 9 days, and thus he remained completely in trance, worshipping the Supreme Lord. In the fourth month, Dhruva became a complete master of the breathing exercise, inhaling only every 12th day. In this way, he became completely fixed. By the fifth month, he controlled his breathing so perfectly that he was able to stand on one leg without moving, while fully concentrated on the Supreme Brahman. Completely in control of his senses, he fixed his mind upon the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his heart. As he kept himself steady, the pressure of his big toe pushed down half the earth. With all the holes of his body closed, Dhruva became practically one in heaviness with Lord Vishnu. The total universal breathing became choked up, and all the leading devas in all the planetary systems felt suffocated and thus took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
O Lord of Lords, every living entity seems to be suffocating, gasping and choking. We never have experienced such a thing. You are the sanctuary of every living entity, moving or non-moving. You take control of the surrendered soul. Therefore, Supreme
My dear Davis, do not be perturbed. The universal breathing process has been obstructed on account of the boy Dhruva's absorption in me. I shall ask him to stop, so you can safely return to your abodes.
Reassured by the Lord, the Devas were freed from all fears, and after offering obeisances, they returned to their heavenly planets. Then Lord Vishnu climbed on the back of Garuda, who carried him to the forest of Madhuvan.